Sometimes the sessions are hot. Other times controversial. But it's never, never flat.
Check it out.
Locked in with all the shade, wit, and humor. It's the Young and Deviant Perspective. Catch a fresh episode of Pop Sessions every Friday on Central Radio. From Lagos, with love.
Hey guys, and welcome to the podcast. How's everyone doing? Of course, so Eniola is scarred. She just hit. She just hit something that's really going to change her life moving forward. Forget. Time is not going to remain the same again. Time's like 15 minutes, 40 minutes. When is it come to church at 45 minutes?
Thanks
she's not going to.
It wasn't my fault. I swear it was not my fault. It was Steven that twisted it. All I uttered was an innocent statement.
Isn't
that
innocent?
It was an innocent statement.
Please, can we move on?
Innocent. Steven took it and turned it into something else. Steven,
well,
I prayed
well, that's
for
not
you.
Why we're here, but Eniola, I repeat that.
Okay.
That was a nice song to input. Hey.
Yeah. All right, so, we're talking about expensive events
there's
in Nigeria.
There's a new voice
guys.
On the podcast.
A new voice. Oh my goodness!
Yes! Good.
Hi, Father.
I can't.
Oh, we're talking about none other than Tifa Hassan. Guys, if you
welcome.
If you've been watching the shows, you obviously saw Tifa from Central Cast. She is the winner. She emerged the winner. Her and who? Grand Prince. Grand Prince is not here today, but hopefully he'll be joining us like real soon.
Yeah.
Also, we just want to say shout out to our homegirl, Nancy. Get well, get better
soon. Get well soon, Nancy.
Yeah, we're sending you lots of love. And of course, if you have like food, send her food. She'd appreciate that.
She appreciates it more than the love and light we're wishing her.
Send her money. Pretty much. You can't send her money too.
Like send 1K to a babe today.
1K? That's not a 1K babe.
Please send 100K to a babe today.
Well, exactly. I mean, we start from 100, from 1K to 100K.
Let's work our way up.
Exactly. All right. So we're talking about expensive events in Nigeria. The spraying culture. As you all know, spraying is a culture at parties nowadays.
They will have
like Owambe and birthdays. Then at the clubs too.
I love the Supreme
Gun.
And I'll spring up. Let's start from the incipients, right? How do you feel about expensive events in Nigeria to start with? Like, what do you feel? What do you think about? Because we all attend expensive events.
I love to go to expensive events. I want to go to an expensive event.
Why?
It's so much to eat. It's so much to drink. There's so much decor.
Pouring money on you. When you look cute, then I'm like, oh, fine girl.
Just you're in the bill and just keep flowing.
That wedding that I went for, that somebody just threw 30 something K at me.
I must be nice.
Like, sir,
must be fine girl privilege.
Come on, speak to me.
Love it.
Are you sure it was to you or it just hit you by mistake?
It did not hit me by mistake. They were flinging it over my shoulder, Steven. That's not a mistake.
Somebody should turn off Steven.
That's not a mistake.
Okay, so what you're saying is that you had 30K home. You took 30K home.
Yes.
But that's like a wedding. That's a wedding.
Who's your plug?
Like, who's your plug? For real. Wow. You went to a wedding and then you went. True, where's your plug?
Fam, that's a business.
I'll cut
every Saturday,
you.
Just have Nitty. Like,
but can every I follow weekend. You seen how babes like are always Owambe ready every weekend? Always
every single
ready
weekend.
Every weekend. It makes sense now. That's actually a business. I'll just go to a party
did you,
dressed
I'm sorry,
up glam
like,
and all of that.
Did you see the money that they packed from Kibana Chief Priest, Abi Obi Kibana's mother? This babe was kicking dollars with her leg. Oh my God.
Wait, I didn't see that video.
She literally poured all the money on the floor. Like, it was so much. It was like over the carpet.
And like money that she was sprayed on.
Money that
she
was sprayed and that she packed. And then she just poured the money on the floor.
But
and
you know those men like, don't pack all the money that they
She was covering, it, the money covered her foot.
You know the men,
God.
When they're spraying each other, they don't pack the money.
No. Oh, it's women
that
you know,
crazy.
Randomly just go there and...
Okay. Well, expensive events in Nigeria. For me, I think that expensive events are good overall. I mean, spend your money. I really don't have an opinion of what you want to do with your money.
Right.
Like, that's just weird. Like, I don't know. I think it's weird when people have opinions about what people do with their money because, like, just gotta make your own money. Like, where's your own money?
Do you get, like, for me, I would not do an, I would actually not be interested in doing an expensive event.
Like, because I can't spend this amount on this.
Unless your business.
Exactly. That's like that's your personal struggle.
Personally, I would not be interested in doing like an expensive event. Because
but you like the to go
noise.
There.
I love going for expensive.
Okay,
events.
I think we're but the noise of those expensive events and big events.
Yeah, big events big, might not
big,
be expensive.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Big
small chops they finish for big events.
I might not have a big event, but I'll definitely love to have an expensive event.
Okay,
if
I think
it's
we're
an
talking
expensive event like with just like a limited amount of people.
Amount yes. of people. Yeah, yeah, that were classy and
quality expensive.
Yeah, those guys already like share iPhones, definitely.
Yeah, but not the one that you and all your 500 friends now.
Fam,
get
for
let me tell you, a big event, everybody has different color of Ashrebi, first of all. Like, you don't even know who's repping your wedding at this
point. I think
Ashrebi's,
you understand.
Ashrebi's by table.
No, you guys.
Fam, we're not doing
finishes.
That. Wear one cloth.
I think the problem is that, okay, there's a particular pattern. Mm-hmm. Then the color that they pick finishes. Then they take the next shade.
I'm not
the
even
going to cap.
That's what happened from
that's
my granddad's burial.
Fam,
so
Tifa is a Yoruba girl, so
I'm
she knows
I'm a Yoruba girl. At my house, we have parties every month. So there's always one Owambe or the other.
Tifa, where do you
live? Getting married.
I want to. I want
can,
to
I,
like,
can
we enter?
Can
we
come through.
Literally though, but that's what always happens. My granddad's burial, they bought one fabric for everybody. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they said, oh, the children have finished the fabric. So they now said, oh, we'll go and look for the next color for the grandchildren.
That's what
then
happened.
They now said, oh, the grandchildren's one has finished. They will look for another next color for the great grandchildren. I was just like, my grandma has 8 kids. Then of those 8, everybody has like at most 4 kids.
Wow.
Do you understand?
Shout
then
out to your
the
grandma.
The grandchildren now have like 2 kids each. Like I have cousins that have 2 kids. So when they were buying fabric, they did not estimate it properly.
Yeah.
Next
and by
thing,
time
they said fabric,
the market,
it was too wow. funny. They were fighting. Like,
go
my
crazy.
They were fighting. Oh God.
Okay. Do you think an event has to be lavish for it to be good? Like, share examples. Okay, so for me, I was at a friend's wedding. She's like 23. She got married. It was really low key. It was really nice. And she didn't expect anybody to wear like any type of stuff to be.
Yeah.
It was like, in a garden somewhere in Ikeja Jari.
Love it.
Like, it was giving me like, you know, hocus pocus vibes.
Yeah.
I just feel like, if you know, if your circle is very rich,
mm-hmm.
your circle, that means we're part of
to be side. Very honest.
To be honest.
Not, yes.
Because
your
it was really good. Like, I loved it. Like, there wasn't noise. I could literally count, like,
as much as I wouldn't like such
people.
A big, big wedding or party or whatever. My friends say that if I'm getting married or doing anything, it's going to be a carnival. Because I apparently have to
it might be
married.
A carnival because you're just somebody who likes pop to party, not necessarily because you might want your
exactly.
wedding to be
exactly. I mean, like, you know, you can be lavish and not big. Again, you can spend lavishly on an event, but not it doesn't have to be a big event. You can spend lavishly.
So how do you spend lavishly if it's not big?
Okay, with the kind of things, the quality of things you use, the food, the decor and all of that, you can spend. I mean, I think personally I would lavish on decor for an event.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would lavish the most on in an event. Then next is food. I can go all out for food. I'm a foodie, so I can go all out. But
absolutely,
food,
girl. Like, my wedding has to have a lot of food. Like, we have groom's food. Do not touch.
Wow.
Do you get?
Wow.
I'm the type of person that will actually tell the groom's family, oh, yeah, you people should bring your own food, though.
But
the family
like,
will bring
standard.
Our food. Then we'll bring the caterers.
That's how it
is
now.
That's
almost
standard.
Yes, really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Caterers.
Everybody.
The thing is,
bring your caterers.
I love my family members so much. Then you see aunties bring their own caterers.
Do you get?
Grandmas bring their own caterers. Love my family
and
parties.
It's a competition of food.
Yes.
Everybody now.
I love it.
Fam, I remember there was this lady, she was just bringing coolers from her camp. Like, this woman came.
Love it.
She brought everything. She bought that one this one. What, Iko Kore? She's like from Ogun State.
Oh,
she
I love people who
she brought
like
indigenous food. She brought normal food. She brought different. She even bought ice.
Was it a Yoruba party?
A
I was
queen
like, yes, I was like,
period.
Fam.
Do you know
her name? Auntie Coin Sola.
It has to be an Auntie Coin. It has to be an Auntie Coin to do that.
Like,
I have an Auntie Coin.
Only an Auntie Coin Sola can pull this off.
Yes, only an Auntie Coin can do that.
All right. Simi, how about you?
I need Auntie Coin in my life.
Okay, this question is for Steven. Would you want to host an expensive event? Steven, you've handled events before, so you know how expensive events can be. Would you like to be somebody who is referred to as a person who puts on this kind of like event that's like so expensive and lavish?
Guys, it's going to be very crazy, but I don't think I want to.
Why? Why don't you want to? You want to save money.
Spend your money.
Wow, Steven is frugal, guys.
Spend your money.
Send your cash app by your own risk.
Spend your money. Steven likes to save money.
Yeah, Steven likes to save money. And to be honest, I feel like you can actually just save your money instead of doing it.
Guys.
It doesn't seem more on the floor.
Funny how most of the money.
How much my money is? How much is egg? It's 18 naira, my dude.
Funny how the money spent on Obi Kubana's mother's burial was not like, let's just say, like 20% was his.
I was gonna say that to your circle too. At the end of the day, your circle matters.
If you check all the whole thing, Obi Kubana, I didn't really see him.
Which is very true. Take my stepmom's burial for instance. Yeah, my siblings did so little, but their friends
came through.
Everybody had a stand.
You can plan.
One dessert or the other, one food or the other, one cocktail bar or the other. So yeah, your circle.
You can plan not to make it very big, and then
your circle goes out.
Depending on your track record with your friends. Well, let's move on to the next one. Like in Nigeria, people say the weddings are for parents, usually leading to a lot of guests and a lot of expenses. Agree or disagree? I absolutely agree.
I agree.
Yeah, this is something I say to my partners. I agree.
The wedding is for my parents. It's for my mommy.
I've already told my mommy
that the Ashebi she wants to start selling, she should better count 100 people. Okay. I've already told her. 100 people maximum. The remaining.
Okay.
I've told her,
plan
for the next Ashebi for your friends. But that for family, and I said that, wait, how many are we with the family? And I said, by the time we start inviting this one, we'll be like 300 people.
You're keeping the 100 already. Huh? What's up? Are we looking at the wedding coming?
You never know.
I'm talking about Nisi.
It seems like it's happening soon. You never know. Steven, what about you?
I feel like Nisi is going to have like four different weddings.
I will have
wedding when my wedding is 5 years. I'll do another wedding. When it's 10 years, I'll do another wedding. When
love a party,
years,
girl.
I'll do another wedding. And when it's 20 years, I'll invite you and do another wedding.
Yeah, you can invite me on the first one.
Okay, so
period.
So wait, hold on.
I want to be old, yeah.
How many times you divorce? That's one.
We'll be renewing the vows.
She's renewing her vows.
Do you know how much dollar is?
It's going to fall. What's the say she wouldn't be in the abroad?
It's going to manifest for me.
Woo. These are my girls. Give me, come on.
Okay, wait, hold on. I just want to ask you. Do you know how much dollar is? If you add, you know, one dollar
is now 502.
Thank you. So what you're thinking about wedding? Hey. Think about.
But honestly, have you noticed how because of the rise in dollars, people now have intimate weddings? You know, that was like everybody like lavish.
Everybody's going intimate. You will sit in your house and wear your
invitation.
I really like Zoom weddings though.
You don't like it. I like it.
I'll throw my flower at the camera, like the camera.
Yeah. Funny how I'll just get one, like two bundles of money, and I'll just be throwing that. Everybody just be. This guy is friendo. I'll pick my money by myself.
Oh, you can use CGI to just be doing money falling.
No, we're going to have to record that one.
Okay. Well, I mean, Zoom meeting.
It'll be live.
Zoom. Exactly.
Like, I was just gonna withdraw the money in my account. I'll make sure nobody's entering there. Except from the cameraman. And if he's entering there, he's going out. I'll check his pocket.
Steven, you have issues.
Honestly,
you just want to display your cash.
Yes, my wedding is for my parents, but I'm going to have another one for my guys.
That's not a bad idea.
Your parents don't go. The next day, we're going to go in my yard, shaking our ass in the tongue.
We're just gonna act like we heard that the first time. It's the first time we're hearing that. Oh my god,
let me ask again. Do you guys know how much dollar is?
Excuse me,
dollar.
It would have fallen them.
It would have fallen them. They said in the last 3 years.
Like, can we dream in peace?
Leave us.
That's why we've left you guys, because we know, but like dreams can come true. All right, so in light of recent events, Obi Cubana, right, is having an expensive event, a social construct and necessity. Well, if I'm getting this question right, it's like, is it a social construct to actually always have an expensive wedding because you're a wealthy person, or is it a necessity really? Like, do you even need to? To be honest, it's based on vibe.
But so let me say something.
Like, why are you even doing a lavish event? Like, what's the need to do a lavish event?
Let me say something.
I feel like the need is actually just rooted in your personal, you know, relationship
for burials,
with yourself.
So they feel that if you don't do a lavish event, you have
for
not Igbos. Honored. No. Generally.
For Igbos, there are certain rights. Like, you can't be more than, you must have a cow. You must have
yes,
a cow.
You must.
Yeah. You must. You must bury the dead with the cow. That's one. Mm-hmm. Also, you have to get approval from all the chiefs. Do you understand? And
is it?
Yeah. Funny enough, like, the person who dies, you have to go and get their track record from all the family meetings, like all the community leaders. So if they were like good people are going to come through for them, things like that. Also, another thing.
And I think there's a set of women that is called.
Yeah.
So it's basically like a community burial.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Like, you must appease certain people. Certain things must be gotten before you can do a burial. Like, if you don't have kola nuts and a bunch of oil, you're not doing an Igbo wedding.
Turn up.
You get
like Muslims are the baddest. They don't be like
honestly, I always say that Islamic rites would humble you.
I'm like, fine.
Because when you just wrap the person
in
up
a mat,
same day.
Robo like this, they go just
burials will actually make you want to die. Like, who anticipate death?
Because Obi Cubana has said it too. He said that after he did his burial.
Islamic burials,
He said that after he did his burial, that everybody would want to wish like that they had. I'm just like, that's a sick thing to say.
But you know, the fact is.
But second of all, like,
when I was
have no
it,
chill.
It.
Like, oh! And they just like, in a mat, my G. In a mat, no glass cup. Did you see Obi Cubana's mom's coughing? That thing had an air conditioner. Like, they had everything.
What about the man that died, the pastor that died?
Which one?
TB Joshua. Did you see his thing? Not so. It was so pretty, so beautiful.
Wow.
But Islamic rites. Wrap up, toss it, adios.
Bam. The fact that they wrap it up like a blonde. Like, they just be like,
how much is Matt?
I'm screaming. Matt is like 2.5 at most.
The idea, I'm a Muslim, so the idea is to, you know, humble you. That's the idea. To humble
really?
You.
In one day?
Not humble the
or
dead,
6 hours?
Like, you know, you, when you say,
to wait, humble
you,
you
all cry for
life.
6 hours,
oh,
and after
okay,
that, that's it. I'm going to the
No matter what you have in this world, Igbo burials will make you feel like, okay, this is all I, you know, you feel your wealth. But for the Muslim rites, it's like, no matter how much you have in this world, no matter all you acquired, this is it, that is it. So adios, see you when we see you.
Oh, so it's like a humbling, like, you might have been like the shit when you're in real life.
In death,
oh,
that's it.
Oh, my G.
That's it.
Oh, man, I don't want that. I don't want to wrap like a blunt, like, and just toss in the floor.
Adios.
Like,
I mean, I want to wrap like a blunt and just, that's it.
I mean, I think if some people are like, you know, if you have like 3 days to plan something before you exit this world, like, someone's like, I definitely would show people how to plan a burial, because I feel like we don't know how to do burial. Like,
how else should you plan a
like,
burial?
This is what I want at my burial. Don't be crying no effing tears. Don't do that. Like,
cry. Everybody better cry when they're there. well, I want to see your, you know, the snorts and all of that. I was a good person.
Yeah, I mean you can feel like I'm a good person after, but like, I feel like sometimes
then after that,
the cries can be like
get lit.
Yeah.
After you cried,
you know what? Let's just move on.
I
from
feel
this.
like a
all right,
rapper.
All the money they spray at events is used for
what? Your problem?
Share experiences.
Please, though, the money that they share at events, what day is too easy for?
Fam, people use it for trust
wife.
Fund.
It's for the wife.
I'm talking about even burials. What day is that?
It's for the children.
Guy, if I make away with that money, I'm not.
Fam, I'm entering bike and leaving.
Guys,
it's for the children.
By the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet
at the end of the
fellowship. The fellowship and the junction.
No, it's for the children. It's for the, you know, in Nigeria.
Be with us now forevermore.
It's child by child. Have you noticed that? I'm hearing the nobody's phone. The, what's it called? The what's it called? People that play music, the band, they call child by child. Have you noticed?
Yeah, so
when they call the first born, you will dance, your prayer, your first is pray, that's your money. Come and be carried and be going. They carry the second one too.
Hey, but you know everybody that they spray are children. So we didn't just get sprayed because they are pretty, because they wore white.
That's why you hold
they
it like
they wore white sunshine dress.
Chest. As they're spraying it, you'll be grabbing it to your chest. You don't let it fall down.
you are too dressed to be picking money.
I'm, you know, it's
true.
Especially
I mean, I'm never too dressed.
If you're
I'm
wearing
clothes,
then
you want to get I'm going for a barrel.
How you want
I
to drink?
Once I get hello. Spread, the money will not reach the ground. Before I reach here, I'm guiling. You see, my purse is very close to me like this. So as it's
entry,
it's
going to be open.
You have to be like... I'm a professional picker.
And you have to not look at anybody's face.
You have to be straight face.
Don't anybody think that you are there to play. I don't dare to
guy,
play.
If you do that, if you do that, you're going on Instablog.
No, it's the way you do it.
The way that she described it.
Fam, that's how I'm going to do it.
You're going on Instablog.
You just
straight.
Because you make sure your back
with your face strong.
Your face has to be strong.
You can't dance to it. There's a system to this thing. Okay. There's a system.
You open up and go down and pick it down.
You put it in. There's a system to it. Honestly.
Oh my God.
I generally feel like whatever you do with the money is your business.
But wait, let me ask this question. See, have you ever been sprayed money?
Yes, my granddad's burial, they sprayed the grandchildren money. The mother said, we will hold your money before.
Do
you know what they
used
to do?
I've never been sprayed money before.
I don't like one bear.
That's another thing, true. That's another thing. The money that I sprayed, you know, there's always
sometimes
there's
to settle burial.
There was some expenses left. True. So then it's just a little.
Go after this event.
Oh my God. Not you calling out the entire Owambe community. All right, so let's move on.
So how did you take clothes to wedding?
What? You want drag?
Yes. Oh my God, people do that. So
I would never understand.
During that MMM time, somebody put his money in MMM. Fam, somebody put his money in MMM for his wedding. He carried his whole savings for his wedding, put it in MMM, and then when MMM crashed, he committed suicide. Because the thing,
because
he
couldn't marry the girl. Okay,
fam.
Where is it going to start from?
Where will you start from?
Yeah, imagine, but it's not over until it's over.
Imagine
know what's
taking
coming
a loan to start to do wedding. Then
how do you take loan to do wedding?
The money
should
just fun.
Yeah, just go to Eleko Beach.
Even if you just go to Landmark with your friends,
all those Rastafarian people to come and give you music. They're always
yes, now guitar.
You get bonfire.
Just buy their normal stuff.
Pay for like someone to just everybody wear white or something.
If you don't wear white, we'll throw inside the boat and ship you back.
It's not that serious. It's really not that deep. I don't know why people make
if you don't find Prince,
that
you're more than someone now from to come out and
I can get ordained in a second online.
You get, oh my days. Tell your mother you like her makeup, she'll come out. Just tell her. Let's do this.
I mean, before you get to that stage, there are some friends you have to get. You have to have a makeup artist. You have to have an event planner.
You don't have to have your makeup on. It's on the beach. It's supposed to look natural. I mean, come on. It's not that serious.
This TV is oh, my God. Sometimes I wish this podcast
was a real thing.
Make
sure it's waterproof.
And you have to have a photographer friend. They can give you a discount.
Message me, people of God. If you're trying to get married on the beach, message me. I have connect to all these friends. I get photographer for you. I get makeup artist. I get event planner.
And
I will get hall. I get hall.
Yeah, I have that. I have all those things already.
It's you that you're going for the business.
Videographer.
20 what?
All right, so do you agree with the idea? Okay, wait, hold on. Before we go there, how extra is extra for an event? 50 cows or 300 cows? Fam, 50 cows.
Okay, nothing is extra.
What are we using?
50
cows. Okay, see, nothing is extra to me. Nothing is extra.
Exactly. I don't feel like anything is extra. It depends on your crowd.
Okay, if you have money, spend it.
You that you were saying. if I stone the mic on your phone,
Stevie, you
talking about, no, not for me. Oh, if I have money, I can't spend it on car. Oh, Jesus.
But I mean,
I'm going to own a ranch.
I don't need anything
instead.
Too extra. I mean, depends on if you have the money.
For 50 cows, 300 cows.
Do a soup. What am I? Yeah, do barbecue.
There are so many options.
A lot. But guys, if you like the cow on Obi Kubana's mother's bear was literally finished.
No.
Or some people carried.
Apparently, they shared to the community. Mm-hmm. They shared.
Yeah, because they had to pay. They had to pay fake mourners as well, according to them. Like,
don't kill me.
You always. Oh, yeah, that's a thing. Apparently,
yeah, fake mourners.
Yeah, fake mourners.
They paid from. I know.
But
like,
they said this thing lasted the whole week. They were like roasting. They were doing kebabs. They were, you know, grilling.
I mean,
you
cannot eat that day. You can't eat that.
But you know, I mean, the community. These are people that I'm sorry, but these are people that actually haven't eaten in a while, and they see they will keep it in their homes. Mm-hmm. Even if it lasts for the month, they will keep it.
Yeah.
Okay, how much are you going to keep in your house?
They will keep
it.
There's lies. They'll cook it and fry it every day.
Well, shall be fried and put under the sun?
You'll not suffer. That's why people that saw they will do it.
It's true,
yeah.
People that suffer do.
Well, true though.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next one, right? The next one says, okay, do you agree with the idea of hosting big birthdays for your children?
100%.
No, I don't.
100%.
What does a 1 year old know? What does a 1 year old
know? I don't even want anybody to know my child.
Maybe because I got those up to when I was 10. To my child is 10, you're going to have big birthdays every year. God bless me. Amen.
You won't have like big
yeah,
birthdays.
I'm not doing
but I will teach you how to socialize though, because birthdays are a good way to teach your kids how to socialize.
I mean, it's just fun even for the children. I like seeing people have fun in general. Even the kids have fun. Let it be bouncy castle, let it be the ball castle, let, you know, have the candy floss, have all of that. It's just,
I don't even want anybody to know my child until like child is grown.
I mean my child doesn't necessarily need a big birthday, really. It doesn't have to be a big birthday. It could be anything. My child might actually just not even want her friends or his friends over. He might just want
they
to
don't
go
know that
somewhere.
By one.
Oh, they, but they know
but
that,
you know, when they see the pictures it'll be nice.
Yeah,
I mean, I see
but,
my first year picture right now and I'm so excited.
Okay, so I had that so I had like a lot of people come to my but I didn't know half of this and I don't care for them now, so like it's not gonna matter like 18
but
years later. So like
fun.
I'm just gonna fly you to the moon or somewhere, take
I
a picture there and press
yes.
Beaches, like afterwards, take a picture and be like,
yeah,
that,
that's
oh,
nice.
I
children
met with a dinosaur.
Get
by noise.
What?
Children get very agitated by noise.
Excuse me, no, it's their birthday. They understand. I feel like somehow, I'm sorry, I'm fighting for this cause. Throw birthday parties for your children.
Well, even at one,
it doesn't have to be big, like really big.
Okay, it doesn't have to be really
it,
big.
It
could
be
small,
really
intimate, in the you know,
me.
In like my compound. But like, let them have fun. Let the bouncy castles, the thingies, the ball castles, the candy floors.
You're using the plural
bars.
Words. Do you want like four bouncy castles?
I don't
like,
mind. I want my kids to have fun.
I want to be Latifah's kid.
Yeah.
I want my kids to have fun.
I mean, you can.
I mean, I can just ask for $20, and I'm not gonna get slapped. Like,
I want
$20 now.
I'll
ask
a
little man.
Sorry. Then after you're 10, that's your business. Anything you want to do your life, that's on you.
Then,
that's
wait,
on
first
you.
Fucking kids. Sorry, I said that, but like wow. Kids are just very unemployed too.
Have you seen those videos where they
are you
get paying
you
like
unemployed
really?
People.
Like, why am I giving you $100,000 birthday? Like,
no, $100,000 is too much. Guys.
That's quite a lot.
Ah.
Funny
that's quite
enough,
a lot.
even like sweet 16s, I still like for me. Death. Anytime I see a sweet 16, I'm like, why?
I'm sorry.
I love sweet 16.
I don't like 16. Maybe it's because
16 was
I don't
like very
like
close. You have to celebrate.
Anything.
16 was that age, my dude.
Imagine has to have like a sweet
16.
I mean, I actually don't want it because at that age you can decide what you want. But if you come to me, mom, I want to have a 16.
If you say you want it, but me, I cannot.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Can I enter you
and come on? I mean,
you want
space
your,
for you.
And when you're 20. Flip the finger at you, Steven.
Steven, I'm telling you that one day somebody is going to
I'm actually
going
to sit down on his head and break
you
his neck.
You will find somebody
soon.
That will beat
it's
you, Steven.
Wow, you guys are contemplating
my neck and my head is made of titanium.
Oh,
no.
My G, you know it's not. You know it's bones in there. It's all bones. Crack, 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 crack. Crack,
hey.
Crack.
Should we try?
Damn, Rovin.
Don't try
me.
Okay.
Don't worry now. We'll push you downstairs. We'll see if you survive.
It is times like this that I wish this podcast had video edition.
Oh yeah, would you rather break the bank for an event or go small and have fun later? My dear.
Go small and have a lot of fun later.
After the event, two of us now sit down together and
you will strengthen the 200 naira with iron.
If it is a Lagos party, I can break the bank. Do you know why? Because I'll make 2 times that back.
It's a lie. It's not always the case.
It's not always the case.
In my circle, I would do it because I know I'll make my money back.
What if everybody has excuses of not coming that
day?
So when they burn them when at the event, you go.
If you are doing it in Lagos, and I tell you that, guy, I just got a visa offer.
For any event you want to do with your guys.
Circle
that matters
at the end of the day.
People of God, take notes.
Your network is your net worth now.
Your network is your net worth.
Welcome to my TED Talk.
I need to jump all these friends.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Michael Jackson, where you at? Call me. Exactly.
Bezos, where you at? Call me.
You get Bezos.
Elon, where you at? Text me.
Imagine if you actually spend all your money on wedding.
Then
you're
not looking like.
Then they might give you iron as wedding gift.
Iron, you be straight. Like, yes, iron. Iron is valid.
Then you get your money.
Guys,
and turning steel.
Iron is valid.
I'm told that, you know.
Iron is valued as a wedding gift. Why? Iron and ironing table. So all your money is have to straighten it with the iron, and you have another bag. Someone has been back. Me, I can bring back for you.
I'm actually the one that packs money for my friends.
And then use the bus to drag your money to the bank.
I'm that friend that packs money for my friends.
I'm going to pack it for you, but I don't know that I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, my friend just has
PSA everybody, I'm a professional money packer.
I'll stack it up for you properly. I didn't take out of my friend's money. It didn't occur to me because she spends so much money.
It will always occur to me because it's
money.
It
didn't occur to me because she spends money now.
Why did it occur to me?
Oh my sure, I want back money for friends. Because
at that point you want to be a nice person because she spent so much money on her birthday
so I felt sorry for her. But she made so much more back. The dollars were rolling in, the thousands. So like, it's the same way that
once
I see dollars, there's no way I'm moving.
In Lagos, if you go for like a party, and I'm talking about like at a club, and you actually spend money, you get dressed and all that, there is a high chance that you will make that money back.
Very high chance.
End of the night.
But speaking of this, what she just said, what's this thing where people are spending money in clubs now?
I love it now.
I like it, but it doesn't.
Is it like the Dorime thing?
Yeah, fam.
It's ratchet, but I
no,
love
no,
it.
No, it's not. It's but
I
the thing is, it's now a trend.
Money back.
It's like a thing now. People change bundles in the club. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know.
That's another business I want to go into. I want to start changing bundles because these niggas make so much money. 4K or 10K? 14K for 10K. Are you joking?
Wait, are you serious?
Swear down. 14K for 10K.
Enyola, what are we still
doing?
I'm
just thinking. Explain that.
If you want to get 10K, like change 10K, you have to give them 14K. You send 14K for them.
Like dollars?
No, like the 200 bundles. Mm-hmm. If you want 200 bundles of 10K, you have to give them 14K. 20K, you pay 28K. And so on and so on and so on. That's how it works.
Okay, so I'm just going to head on to my bank.
Yes. You understand. You understand.
Honestly, that is the way forward. I'm going to start doing it when I'm going to parties.
See, the way forward in this country is party. Let me tell you now, it is party.
And then you are complaining about dollar price. Come on, excuse me.
It is party.
Dollar price don't have anything to do with me, like with us Lagosians, because I mean, there will always be money to spend.
Please
don't bring that dollar price to my table anymore.
You will see the dollars that you are complaining that is
expensive. You will see it on the floor.
Yeah, in clubs, like legit. Like in the clubs where all the drama happens, really, because you just sit on 200 naira, 1,000 naira, and it's just like flying everywhere.
Just carry your like 3-inch heels.
Like, in Lagos, I feel like if you want to hustle in Lagos, it's not hard. Just wear your favorite dress. Exactly. And just go and sit down in the VIP section. Just be able to get into this VIP section.
Unless something be sparkling. Something has to sparkle. Because you have to attract.
Yeah, the shine has to be shiny.
Then there's just a little bit of jiggles. Just some jiggles.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Just a little bit. Just tease them.
No, but the thing is that you can't just be jiggly. No, you have to be jiggly in the right space.
Yeah, in the right space. Okay. Don't go and jiggle where they'll be paying you 5 naira and 10 naira.
Why would you jiggle?
Why would you even be in a space where they're paying you 5 naira?
They're doing that even in the clubs. There's different levels to where people spray money.
Not in the clubs I'm going to.
Yeah.
What kind of clubs is that?
Definitely not the clubs. I'm not going to be shouting their names, but definitely not the clubs I'm going to. Wow, excuse me.
They're spraying proper money in clubs these days.
5 naira to
all right, let's move on. If your event is sponsored, will you make it big?
Behavior.
That's the question again.
Hey!
If your event is sponsored.
If somebody's going to be spending their money, let's go.
Fam, there's no way. Let me say, the budget is going to be from year to year.
Transfer the money to my account.
Do you know that?
No, it's sponsored. They're not giving you the money. They're going to pay for everything.
I'll speak to my vendors that, hi guys, so we're going to.
I can actually do that. I'm sorry.
We're going to say this is the amount for.
I can say it might be 50k. I'll tell them actually 100k, but no, it might actually be 50k. Then I'll give my vendors an extra 10k or 20k. Then I'll take my extra 30k.
You pull out.
I can actually do that.
And we tell ourselves that, guy, okay, this is how much I'm making. Like, this is your
okay, so if anybody wants to sponsor my wedding or anything, I'll just let them sponsor it. Because also, the thing is, this is a podcast, it's going to be mainstream. People will be listening to you.
I didn't say that, just in case anybody wants to sponsor.
So we have fraud stars.
Sponsor my wedding.
Please sponsor my wedding.
Sponsor my wedding. Thank you very much.
Like, there was this time when I remember, like, there was this time when I was hearing.
Also, I might be getting married to myself, so sponsor that wedding too.
Wow, narcissist. Like, I was hearing this thing like pretty often that people sugar daddies were the ones sponsoring their wedding.
Oh, that's a normal thing.
I was so shocked.
Oh, that's normal. Then on the high table, on our guest table, then you now see him there. Oh, that's normal. Don't worry.
Wait, does the husband know that the sugar daddy?
Some do. Some do actually.
Some do and some don't.
And they're fine with it.
I mean. Some do.
Like some boyfriends know that they are funding, their girlfriends are getting
funding. Funding. Lagos, so.
I'm actually a bit shocked.
Fam, you people are not exploring this Lagos very well.
Obviously. Fam, let me tell you.
People pay girls to come and do threesomes. Just like, I know that one. You know, just matter.
People get paid for people get paid to come to the club.
Did you get?
It's Lagos, so.
Mado.
You are saying, you're sure that you meet your husband. I say, congratulations. Congratulations on this event.
Why is that sounding wrong?
Please, don't insult me. I said we're Corey Rainy.
And they send you, they'll be like, you know, let me just send you small thing.
Thank you.
For the wedding.
It's Lagos. Even after the wedding still, your wife is still getting funded.
Daddy Eshe, oh.
Lagos.
You're not rubbing. Show me your back, so don't rub your back.
It's so bad that this man is standing up. When it's time to spray the couple, this man is going to stand up and spray you. Spray your mommy, spray your husband,
yes,
spray your husband's mommy, spray your husband's daddy. It is Lagos.
Mad.
I do not know.
And they will know.
And all of them, everybody, who your mom will be calling him daddy.
Daddy,
or even the boyfriend who can write amazing posts. I just want to say a big thank you to our daddy. Our daddy, baby, don't leave.
I'm screaming. But wait, this thing that they do in Catholic, there's this thing that they do in Catholic church where you have a sponsor or something like that.
That's
like, is anybody here like Catholic?
No, I'm not Catholic. No, because I don't think I want to get Catholic church. Weddings are quite boring. Like,
yeah, I was
going to
say they're quite boring.
One day I slept and they were still getting married.
Oh my God.
Do you know, I absolutely.
I woke up and I'm like, you're not mad.
It's the amount of kneeling down and standing up.
Oh my God, get up, marriage.
Get up. Then you kneel down. It's
burial
down.
It's a Sunday.
That church inside that
what
you
is this? The resurrection?
Yeah, we say, as new something. The incense. I had that smart attack inside the church because of the incense. God forgive me. I was like,
fam.
I've never been to a Catholic. Okay, I've been to a Catholic baptism.
Oh no, I went to a Catholic wedding. It was long. A Catholic wedding is longer.
The baptism was long. I was tired.
From all the saints are gonna know you're getting married, first of all. You know how many saints there are?
Saint exactly. Paul, Saint Peter, Saint John.
All the saints gonna know. If they don't all know, you ain't getting married yet. What? So I slept 3 hours in the church. I woke up and I was like, the ring is still not in yet.
Wait, they call every saint's name.
What?
Oh, you don't want to get me started on the choir rendition.
Oh, no, stop.
They have like 18 different numbers. They have like 18 different numbers.
I'm actually going to go for a Catholic wedding.
Nope, not me. It's actually very flamboyant. If you go to like an Igbo Catholic church,
why are they kneeling down?
You know when you're greeting like somebody, like, and they keep greeting you, so you have
so do you have to greet every saint?
Every time.
No, I don't that's not how they do everything. For that's not, it's not every set, but they have to run a lot of protocol. Yeah.
Okay. Then you sit down, then like 2 minutes later they're saying something again and everybody's kneeling down and from like,
I understand.
Oh,
Catholic has one of those things where it's like they could have just told you that, you know what, just kneel down for 2 hours straight. But they will not tell you. They'll be like, well, just now to knees. Move on
after
to our
tradition,
our Mary session.
Mary. We cannot take our seat. Then 2 seconds later, we're kneeling down. What happened? What
nothing happened? Like, okay, now like, it's time for the Jesus baptism. I'm like, there's a Jesus baptism. I thought we already did like 5 other baptisms right now.
I was frustrated. I'm actually going to go to one just for the fun of it.
I'll go to one just for
the fun. Not good. The one I went through, first of all, it was not even for the fun of it.
Anger.
I just happened to be there.
He will not be angry. Are they very intentional about, you know, not being expensive?
Okay, they count their steps.
There are people that are intentional.
Every of their moves, they count their steps.
There are people that are intentional about not being expensive.
No, but I'm glad it's... But it's actually very easy to just save your money up in Catholic now, because by the time you're only doing church, the only thing you're going home to do pretty much is...
No, Catholic is...
They do reception. Don't they do reception?
Okay, now at this, but the one I know, they don't do... After that, they're heading, especially for Igbos, they go home and then that's the conversation from there. Like, just from
there. Do they share the food in church?
They share the food in the house. Like, okay, that's how... Some Igbo people, that's how they do it. So, it's very, you know, done nicely. Especially for, like, rich Igbos. Especially if they don't want to, like, reach new Igbo, newlyweds. I know one that I went for here in Lekki, and after church, you know, they went to, they were supposed to, like, a reception, but they just went to their house, and the house was really chill and cool, and just, like, a nice gathering.
Okay,
but we stayed there for a long time, and babe was still missing all the saints. I'm like, the saints, they finna have to let you get married now. Because, like, I woke up and I'm like, you're not married yet, fam. Like, 5 other people have gotten married.
Never kiss the bride.
Like,
never kiss the
bride. The veil is still not even open. I'm like, you finna bake this woman? She's baking up.
Don't kill
open
me.
Up.
Freshly, bye.
But on that note, thank you so much, everyone, for calling. For coming. Okay. Well.
Our engineer is giving us signal to continue.
Hey, but we have to reach 3 more minutes. We can still use that.
But I don't like, there are people who do parlor weddings just so that they are not
actually
expensive.
You know, okay, as much as I like, you know, big lavish occasions, actually, like, at the same time, I don't know if this is like the twin energy, the multiple personality, but actually at the same time, like, you know, small intimate
cute
garden or
I get the part that you say you have more city.
I will stone you in my shoe,
honestly,
very soon,
honestly.
Please. Very very
like
soon.
This side of the table.
Please try me,
try her.
Wow, in your life.
Devil much? Devil much?
The motivation devil much?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Really, like, if you can't beat them,
join them.
So yeah, I mean, I also like, you know, small, intimate garden or, you know, beachside weddings also. They're
I like
great.
Beach and gardens. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like you can get a lot of cute pictures.
How do I merge that into my...
But reception, you can't get a selfie. Because by the time you raise up your phone, the entire congregation is your...
If you do the intimate wedding, like, in the morning, like, with family...
I'm talking about my family. Beautiful. I can't imagine. How do you tell your folks and stuff to get out of your party?
I just tell them to get out of your party.
You don't tell them. No, you don't tell them. The DJ just drops a song that they don't know. I swear, they clear out.
But that's how it works?
That's how it works.
Not for everybody.
Not for everybody.
Oh, well, my parents are here.
Some people will see that.
I don't know
what some people will see that. See, the other day I was in the car with my dad, and he started singing one song. Like, oh, God knows, I don't even know the song. But apparently the song is a thing. And I was like, Daddy, wait, like, you don't know this song?
Wahala.
And he kept singing. I'm like, excuse me, sir. Which woman is teaching you all these things? Where's the small girl that is teaching you all these songs?
Screaming.
Like, so my parents are hip. They will not go away from... I think I'm going to have to tell them, excuse me, guys. This is time. It's not time for you to leave. Thank you.
Or the DJ makes an announcement. Like, we're now going into the after party.
That's where
people
my
over.
Mommy
will
want
literally. The DJ either makes
my
an announcement.
My mommy would want to stay.
Or the music becomes too loud for them.
Yes.
The music becomes too loud for them. Or... then realize that it's 7 o'clock. Like usually at that time,
as long as it's good vibes,
at that time they realize that these people want to be left alone and they just
sit down there. But she gets the hint. Should I fight her?
That's the thing. Get out. They catch the hint. Once it's time for your fun and vibes to start, you just see them. Congratulations, so Modupe. Ojabo, we see you at your naming ceremony. That's your gift to Modupe.
Obviously, you attend a lot of OMBs. I can tell.
I tell you, Modupe Ojabo.
Who is Modupe?
Modupe. Modupe is not talking for younger sister. Bami escort and bikini. Then the younger sister will say, okay, auntie, this thing. Then she will not follow us. They want to not get outside, auntie. This thing, I say,
listen,
you are with your talk tomorrow.
You know, I said that we have so many parties. I don't even know all these deeds. Like, how do you know all of this?
I have friends who have older people who have gotten married. Okay. So do not come back. That's how auntie, this thing was harassing me outside. When am I going to hear my that thing is funny? Do not say
aunties, please, can you stop asking us when we're getting married?
You get
please.
It's when they start harassing the friends, when they are done harassing the friends, they not start harassing the other friends.
Why?
You brought your friends to the wedding. Come on, you're a very pretty looking girl. I have one son and I'm like okay. Imagine if the son is not now your spec.
He just
literally, see, there's nothing I expect again this year. There's nothing I expect again.
My spec is money.
This person has money. I mean, that person is expect.
I'm sorry, I can't just with all the money.
The spec, see. Catch it. Oh, yeah.
Do you understand?
I mean, yes. You have money, but it's necessary, but it's not just money for me. I'm sorry, you have to be a fine boy. I like fine boys.
Hey, well.
You like my fine boy. I'm telling you, have to be a fine boy.
I mean, there's a certain level of money that you're not going to overlook you'll be beautiful in my eyes.
Yeah, I don't care. As long as your money, you're beautiful. It's wrong. You're beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. But of course, like, let us know what you think about lavish weddings and events in general. Have you been one? Are you going to one soon? This is our time to sign out. We'll see you guys next week, Friday, on Pop Sessions.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.